We decided we'd do this at the beginning of every week for the next little while. And there are a couple of reasons for that. Number one, I'm sure you feel like cooking least on Mondays of all days. Ah, Fridays are a close second, too. Anyway, we want to give you a break from cooking at the beginning of the week. Number two, we think it's really important to be supporting local as much as we can right now. And it's not always easy for people to go order out. Not everybody has that disposable income or, you know, that space. So we wanted to give you a chance to win $100. You can get dinner on us. Choose your favorite local restaurant. Don't have to cook. And you can help support the local economy, which is really important.
Great idea.
And we've all been there when there's either just no groceries and you can't go for groceries. Or you just don't feel like cooking and you have like the easiest thing you can possibly throw together.
Way back in everyone's pantry lies a can of something that you don't know when you bought it, but you always say to yourself, one day I will consume you.
So what is that food for you? What's for dinner when you can't really pull anything too delicious together? 92925 to text us. Some of these texts, someone said beets with potatoes and crackers.
Okay, my stomach is churning. It's not in a good
way.
Someone said a sandwich au simili poulet. I don't know what that is. Apparently it's a sandwich with meat, peanut butter, and mayo.
Oh, okay. There's a lot of people saying too, and don't knock it till you've tried it, plain spaghetti with butter and Parmesan cheese. I like pasta with butter. Well, I used to when I could eat pasta and butter. It was good though. And just like salt and pepper, simple.
I guess. Yeah. Spice it up. Throw some garlic in there, some parsley. Sliced hot dog sausages with sidekicks.
Oh, sliced hot dogs. The sidekicks are like the pasta in the packages that come with all the like Lipton sidekicks. Yeah. You know, it's fake pasta kind of. Sam, what do you eat when you have nothing going on?
There's a great pizza joint around the corner called Marino's and they have a walk-in special and it is just a greasy box of pizza.
So let's say you've already spent too much this weekend because we know you and then you're not going to dish out on ordering in. What do you make in your house? Like, what do you come up with?
I always have a can of Josie's mother's tomato sauce somewhere in the back of our pantry.
Okay.
I'll just boil that up with some noodles, whatever noodles I have.
Okay.
If I'm that lucky.
Just like plain tomato sauce and noodles. Okay.
That's all I got.
Does it do it for you?
No.
For me, it always has something to do with tuna. I've always have a can of tuna.
Okay.
A
tuna sandwich?
Everybody does.
No, because I wouldn't have bread. But like tuna mixed with...
Mayo?
Probably mixed with salsa. Like salsa.
Say that again.
Just like salsa and tuna and then maybe like vegetables to make...
That sounds so gross. That sounds so disgusting.
Why?
Chunks of tomato, like vinegary tomatoes in your tuna. Oh my God.
Hey, it's not very delicious. I'd love to defend it, but I can't. It's basically whatever vegetables I have in the fridge.
When you're in that situation, you got to do what you got to do.
Pam texted, okay, Nikki, I'm going to barf.
Us too.
Text us. Tuna for you?
No, we're going to barf too.
You're going to barf too. But I know that you have 8 years worth of Kraft dinner in your house.
Absolutely. We're all set to go. We loaded up for the pandemic. Now, for us, it's usually like if we have nothing, it's like pita and dip, like pita and hummus. Or pita and tzatziki.
That sounds delicious to me, though. That doesn't sound like you're low on groceries kind of meal. I know you're a cereal for dinner kind of guy sometimes, too. Okay. All right. Text us.
He has greater eating issues than his dinner.
Text us at 92925. Someone said, I think Nikki should get the $100.
Get some bread.
Nobody's ever had tuna and salsa together.